Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
Astonishing, blissful, rasika, erotic.
My supreme astonishing. Can you translate to that?
Yes.
Please. One is astonishing and one is supreme in astonishing. You only listen about astonishing. If you see the God, you astonish to see the God. Something happens, something. Jai ho, jai ho.
Jai ho.
Jai ho. कैसे हैं
चले गए थे हम कहे जो महाराज
जी से he is a Malik. He is one of the famous Drupad musician. Supreme astonishment. If you have a desire to know supreme something astonishing, now you will know. Go on.
Blissful,
always blissful. No consideration, give and take business. Blissful, every circumstance. You do bad, see the blissful, that you happy. Like a mother, she is always blissful to the daughter and son. That nature, more than that nature, is this. If you want to find, always someone to blissful. Father is not blissful. He judge you are qualified or not, but not blissful all the time. He become angry. You are not perfect, man. You are not doing right thing. Not blissful. But mother is always blissful. Right?
Rasika.
Ras. Ras. The life is nirasa. The life, whole life, we are living in this material life, there is no sweetness. Why? There is no rasa, no juicy. Life become only like a machine. Give and take is the only business of this life. There is no juicy life. But here you will become juicy. Automatic. What is material? This glass? Why? No feeling. No juice can come on from that. You see, this phone, not juicy. Although it's very costly, but no juice material. But the soul, living soul, can be a juicy also. And he can be a material also. Right or not? When he is living in his senses, body and mind, he is a material. When he lives in himself as a living soul, he becomes juicy with the positive association. Go on.
Erotic and enchanting syllables.
Erotic. Erotic means? Say erotic.
Maybe attraction between male and female?
Yes. Eroticness is a very deep attraction. Why deep attraction? Because juicy. Always surprising. blissful and very anxious to see his lover. This is eroticness. One lover, if he no see his beloved or beloved no see his lover, he become erotic. His mind is not stopping to think. You feel this sometime? This is said lusty. This is the lust that is rati in Hindi. Sri Guru Charan Rati. That when this time will come, that I will be lusty in the lotus feet of Guru. Erotic. Like I am his beloved, he is my lover. Without that relation, it cannot be a possible. Lust cannot come. But this is not a material lust. It is a spiritual lust. It comes from the soul. And the material lust will destroy because it is a spiritual lust. Iron can cut with iron. You cannot cut with wood. Your sense desire will never come. Without, if you are not becoming spiritual, eroticness is not coming. You have no madness come to identify in your soul to be erotic. Lastly, you are identifying your senses and you want to be lusty with your senses. This is the difference. Right? That way, we block ourselves in material life.
Syllables, Radha, that fulfill all desires.
This is the syllable, is Ra and Dha. There are two words. What is Ra? And Dha. Dha means stepping. And Ra. Ram is a beach mantra of Radhika. Ram is a beach mantra of Radha. Ramaiti Ram. Ram means they are always in Raman. Raman means always they want to be meeting. When they are separated, the mind is fixed in lover, that is also meeting. When only I think to my beloved or beloved think to me, is also meeting time. And when I am there, also without time, that I am going to lose you after 1 hour, because you are going or I have to go. 1 hour before you start feeling separation. This is divine feelings. This feeling has to increase more and more. That is a spiritual life. And religious practice is different. What we do from my physical behavior, that is religious. If you change dhara, ra, dha, dha, ra, dhara means one flow. Radha has one flow for his lover Krishna. That's it. She no see any other thing. Only he watchful to his lover Krishna. Yes.
The syllables Radha that fulfill all desires.
All desire. Yes. Because this Radha is the Alladhini Sakti. Allad means the real happiness of Krishna is Radha. One is the bhav, feeling, and one is mahabhav, big feeling. So Radhika has mahabhav. And when you associate with mahabhav, then little bhav can come to you. That is Radha.
Yes, yes. That are the syllables that are muttered by Sri Hari, who sits in a bower house on the bank of the Yamuna, as the king of yogis.
Yes, sir. He's a king of yogis, this...
Sri Hari.
Huh?
Sri Hari.
Sri Hari is a king of yogi. He's one of the best yogi. He is meditating for Radhika in the forest of one Kunja, is a barber house. What is meditating? For her Priya, Radhika, when she will come. That way, her meditation make him yogi. Meditating, what yogi do? He meditates in Paramatma. And the Paramatma is sitting in the barber house of Vrindavan to meditate in Radhika. That the yogi Raj Sri Krishna job in Vrindavan. The whole creation, they meditate in Paramatma. And this Paramatma is sitting in Bhava house to meditate for Radha. My lover, my beloved, who make me the supreme, before was Paramatma only, now I become supreme. Because she fulfilled the love in my heart. Is a very dry Paramatma. But dryness finished by it. I finished my dryness, Krishna said, because of her association. So they make this Swamini Radha make me supreme.
Meditating on the effulgence of her lotus feet.
Her lotus feet. It's the effulgence of her lotus feet. This Yogi Raj, Sri Krishna, Parameshwar, Brahmanda Racheta is catching the lotus feet of Radhika.
With eyes filled with tears of love.
Eyes is filled of tears of love, this Yogi Raj. Eyes when they fill with tears, that is the rasa melting my heart. I become so soft that eyes start talking by the tears. This Yogi Raj, this Paramatma is full of tears of the eyes to receive the love of love. Why? The first line, what is that?
First of the verse, may the two supremely astonishing.
Astonishing. The Radhika, this girl, Radhika, is turning to this Paramatma, Yogi Raj, is astonished. And?
So, always be manifest in my heart.
Yeah. Astonishing to him. And always astonishing and
blissful.
Blissful. You see that this Yogi Raj, he has many friends, gopis. But it's okay. They are all my expansion. Go any place where you feel blissful in all circumstances. That is the pure love. When in any circumstances Radhika is giving blessing to him, to Yogi Raj, this one, and
always be manifest in my heart. Yeah. These two syllables.
Two syllables. Go on. Again, from there.
Full commentary. Because the holy name is non-different from its bearer, the name of Radha also contains all of her personal sweetness. Indeed, even Sri Krishna, who is sweetness personified, mutters this holy name with the greatest love in a secret bower house on the bank of the Yamuna, meditating like the king of yogis on the light shining from her divine lotus feet. Tivira Bisarika, Sri Radha. Tender Radhika rushes out at night to meet Krishna, overcoming all possible obstacles just to come to see him in a trysting arbor.
One place I read, Radhika is taking three baths. One bath she took in her home. To be fresh today with Krishna, with my lover. Mid-time she is taking bath in Radhapur. Openly to meet with Krishna, with the friends, is Radhapur. And evening time she take bath. You see the flow of water coming from the mountain.
Waterfall.
Waterfall. She takes bath in waterfall in the evening time. And when the evening comes, she has to meet Krishna. She flow like a waterfall. No hindrance can make obstacle to meet with him. In the forest she has to walk. There are many thorns out there. That any time there is a muddy road, how to walk in muddy road very fastly to reach that Krishna. She hold a learning how to walk in muddy road. She put the water in the her courtyard and it was muddy, and she is walking with binding the eyes to practicing whole day to how to walk on that. And the dasi of Radhika also doing with him. That is the flow. When she goes, She don't bother, there is a thorn, there is a stone, there is a muddy road. What is there is no problem for her to be Krishna. She wears the ornaments, full of ornaments. It becomes heavy to walk. She starts throwing like this on the road. This weight is useless. All day she dressed with ornaments to meet with Krishna to show her ornaments. But when she starts walking, it becomes so heavy that she cannot move smoothly. So she starts throwing. The Sakhi, the Gop Manjari asks, why you are throwing your human meat without ornaments? Then she said, when I will meet Krishna, what this ornament will do? I need without ornaments to meet with her. Ornaments no necessary. Then whole day you dress yourself to ornament to show your lover. And now you don't want to wear? I said, that time I am, for remembering, I am dressing like this. But now I don't need that. Because I have to meet with him. This is obstacle in my meeting.
Yes, really.
You see?
Shripad, in his kinkari form...
Kinkari. What is the meaning of kinkari? Kinkari are the babies who are like to be a shadow of Radhika, who is a dasi of Radhika. They are watching like a shadow to this, and they want to follow in muddy throat and everything. They also fall down many times in the muddy road, their baby. They say, Radhika says, go home and change your dress. He said, no, no, no. I know learn nicely, but I have to like you. With you, I cannot leave you. I can sleep, but I will go with you with muddy clothes. No problem. But I will not leave you. I will not leave you. That is the feeling of Manjari. This is the goal of the Manjaris. Because they are one-pointed to serve Radhika. No other business. She don't want to leave any moment to her Swami. Yeah.
Sripad, in his kinkari form, follows her like her shadow.
You see shadow. You see your shadow, he is following you. You put the hand, your shadow is following. Where you go, shadow will go. Similar, this shadow, like a shadow, they are kinkaris of Radhika. They no leave.
The forest of Vrindavan is so dark at night, being also covered by overhanging trees and vines, that a person cannot even see his own stretched out hand. But the most tender princess, Sri Radhika, considers this darkness to be a great advantage for her secret tryst. All obstacles take shelter at Anuragini's lotus feet.
And who learn, who is the anuragi, means who is the understand, and he love, he start feeling with Radhika, they know the anuragi means. Rag means how meaning of love and what is the result of love. Anuragi is the result of the love. How the feelings are growing to her life. That is anurag. Rag and anurag.
When Srimati arrives at the trysting place, She sees that Shyam Sundara has still not arrived and she becomes very upset.
Mm.
The maid servant understands this and goes out to search for Shyam.
You see, they understand without talking. Oneness. You see in Bible, Jesus was one with Father. Oneness means not a merger in the Father. The feeling can understand. You can understand the feeling. That is the oneness. Without talking, I understand what you are feeling. That is the oneness. If you have love, you have a oneness to feel what my lover is feeling and what is the best for him to do in my life.
It is so dark in the forest that Krishna could not find the trysting place and he sits down at another kunja nearby. The maidservant finds Nagar in that arbor on the bank of the Yamuna, meditating on the aura of Radha's tall names. By Radharani's grace, the maidservant knows what's going on in Krishna's mind. Nagar, first of all, thinks, aha, how can my tender Radhika come over this dark forest path all alone? But then he remembers the bright light that shines from her toenails and he thinks, surely she can proceed when the moon rays shining from her toenails are lighting up the way for her. As soon as Rasaraj, Krishna, the king of relishers, remembers the effulgence of Premamayi's toenails, he becomes absorbed in its sweetness, like a great yogi absorbed in samadhi. Just as the great yogis sit in a solitary mountain cave to meditate on the supreme Brahman light, so also Sri Krishna, who is the supreme Brahman himself, meditates on the effulgent toenails of Sri Radha. Even the worshipable truth of the greatest yogis is absorbed in worshipping Prema, the personified by Sri Radha. Although the greatest mystics want to attain liberation by meditating on his bodily luster, he himself meditates on the effulgence of Radhika's lotus feet to become liberated from his lusty feelings. Just as the cave-like hearts of the great yogis are illuminated by the Brahma Jyoti, the cave-like heart of Sri Krishna, who is Brahman personified, is illuminated by the light emanating from Sri Radha's lotus feet. The Brahma Jyoti of the yogis is formless and devoid of attributes.
So only he is translated. Yeah. Hmm.
The Brahma Jyoti of the yogis is formless and devoid of attributes. But the light that is worshipped by the Supreme Brahman, Sri Krishna, has forms and attributes and plays innumerable sweet pastimes. While he meditates on the light shining from her lotus feet, Krishna repeatedly mutters her sweet holy name, Radha, while the hairs of his body stand on end of ecstasy and a stream of loving tears flows from his eyes. Premamaya Krishna is gladdened by Rati Rasananda, the delicious ecstasy of love, when he meditates on the light shining from Sri Radha's feet and he chants her sweet name and he becomes totally enchanted. The maidservant is so happy to see Madhava thus meditating on her Swamini's lotus feet and chanting her holy name that she loses herself in topmost ecstasy and thinks, I should show this once to my Swamini. Quickly she runs back to Swamini and says, O Go, that crown jewel of heroes for whom you are so eagerly waiting is sitting in a nearby kunja, meditating on the light emanating from your toenails and repeatedly chanting your holy name. There is also another reading of the words Rati Rasanande Samohita. When Swamini hears the words of her maidservant, she also becomes enchanted by the delicious ecstasy of love. She had already given up hope for meeting Krishna that night, and her heart had become dark, like the new moon, night of despair. Now she suddenly hears from her maidservant that Madhava is sitting in a nearby punja, meditating on her in a favorable mood, so she also becomes enchanted by Rati Rasananda. After all, her Madana Mahabhava causes her to become happy even if little obstacles are standing in her way to meeting Krishna. The maidservant speaks sweet words about Krishna to revive her Swamini and brings her to the kunja where her Nagar is staying. There Srimati sees Nagar immersed in meditation, a stream of sweet nectarian Radhanam flowing from his lotus-like mouth. Seeing this sweet situation, Swamini becomes immersed in the ecstasy of Rati Rasananda, and her hairs are standing on end. With a sweet voice, the maidservant says, "O Yogiraj, open your eyes and see. The treasure of your sadhana has come before you. Be blessed by enjoying the fruits of your sadhana. The powerful name of Radha has attracted the deity Radha to come here personally, and the lotus feet you meditated on have come before you. Bless your eyes by beholding their sweetness directly."
You see, the name makes you to see. Then the name, Nami, has to come to you. This is the power of the name.
Hearing the words of the maidservant, the king of yogis slowly opens his eyes and becomes filled with Rati Rasananda by seeing the deity of his meditation before his very eyes. The maidservant relishes the sweetness of the divine couple, and when this vision disappears, Shripad humbly prays.
This is the Manjari Saru, he comes in sadhak there from his spiritual body. So disappears. When we are in the sadhak deha, our meditation disappears. When I go in siddha deha, spiritual body, I start looking at it.
Agreed? Agreed?
More?
No,
you interested?
Who is actually Shripad?
Shripad is a Raghunath Das Goswami who became Rati Manjari. In sadhak deha his name is Raghunath Das Goswami. In his spiritual body he is a Rati Manjari.
So he is explaining what he sees.
It's like in my body there are many layers. This is Annamaya Kosha, gross body. And inside is a Pranamaya Kosha. That is my spiritual form of my body. That is the inner layer. When we start living in the inner layer, then we see differently. Read more. You close it.
Could you say Radha Das is from the Avadanana Saraswati?
Yeah, problem. Yeah.
Shripad humbly prays, "May these two Paravija syllables, Radha, be manifest in my heart." She, by whom all desires are fulfilled, is called Paravija. In this transcendental vision...
Para means the transcendental. Out of my mind, what she is a para in Hindi. Vidya means knowledge, intelligence. Out of booky knowledge, divine knowledge.
In this transcendental vision, the maidservant has personally experienced how the chanting of Sri Radhika's holy names fulfills all desires. By the power of the japa of Radhika's holy names and meditation on her lotus feet, Shyama Sundara has attained his long desired goddess. Sri Radha's service is the most cherished treasure of her maidservants. Therefore, Shripad says, may these two paravidya syllables, Radha, always be manifest in my heart. In a blissful play bower on the bank of the Yamuna, in a jeweled temple, Hari meditates in solitude on the nectarian light that emanates from Radha's feet day and night, just like the king of yogis. Shyama's hairs stand on end of ecstasy, and tears of love flow from his eyes when he repeats the two wonderful syllables that form the name of Goddess Radhika, who is enchanted by a very wonderful rasika bliss of Rati.
Rati. See, Rati is the love, and Krishna has Rati in the name of Radha.
The name of Radha that is even practiced by Hari is the wish-yielding abode of rasa and an ever-so-sweet moon.
Yeah.
Prabodhananda says, this holy name is full of ecstasy. Let it always be manifest in my heart.
Jai Radha.
And here it ends.
Yeah. So nice book. You like it?
Could you read the verse once more again?
Can you please read it louder?
Yeah. May the two supremely astonishing, blissful, rustic, erotic and enchanting syllables, Radha, that fulfill all desires, that are muttered by Sri Hari, who sits in a bower house on the bank of the Yamuna as the king of yogis, meditating on the effulgence of her lotus feet with eyes filled with tears of love, always be manifest in my heart.
Yeah.
So the whole book is meditation of Raghunanda Goswami.
Yes, for Radha.
Yes, and then written by
Prabodhananda. And Vilap Kosumanjali, I read only two books, is also written by Raghunath Das.
But this means comments are by this
Anand Das Babaji.
This Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati comments is giving the Bengali comments or no?
Bengali comments also, with Anand Das Babaji and English comments.
But these are here other three people. Commentary of Madhusudana Das Adhikari, Prabhupada Srila Ananta Gopala Goswami and Radhakunda Mahanta Pandit Sri Ananta Das Babaji Maharaj.
Yeah. He give lower name because he is the main.
But means these three are giving the commentaries.
No, he is the main commentary.
Yes, but I'm
but
saying...
But something is there.
But I'm saying Prabodhananda is giving what?
His book, he writes all his sloka.
He writes the slokas about the Raghunath, about Raghunath Das.
About the Radha Krishna. Raghunath Das is not here. I remember Bilap Goswami. He write Bilap Goswami.
So who is Sripad?
Sripad here Prabhupada.
So this is him.
Hmm.
And when was he living?
Manjari. Yeah. Sripad means Radha Dasi.
Mm-hmm. And when he was living?
He was at the time of all six Goswami. Uh-huh.
So like a follower of direct
Mahaprabhu.
Direct follower of Mahaprabhu. And this is written in the Seva Kunj. Mm.
Yeah.
It was there.
It was there.
Yeah, they changed all the walls. Unfortunately.
So, but it was not lost. The text is available. Yeah.
Before it was in the walls.
They removed it.
I think so.
Very more.
But here it says different.
They knew all with the cave and everything.
Because here in the first it says, this is the longest and most popular prayer to Srimata Radharani, which is sung by different sampradayas of sacred Vrindavan.
Yeah, all sampradayas talking on Radha. All the six sampradayas, they all talk about Radha.
The entire text hangs on the wall of Seva Kunj garden, each verse inscribed in one separate marble slab.
This book is more old, but they make two years before, they renovate.
But isn't it strange to remove the ancient prayers?
It was very hard.
This is Tarpari Maharaj brother and Paramadatya Maharaj brother. Narsingha Maharaj.
They're managing Seva Kunj.
Some putting money on it.
Radhe, Radhe, Lord.